I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He strikes out the side. 1-2-3. Pirates go down in order. 3-2. Strike called on the inside corner. Got him looking. And there's number 9 for Mick Abel, who matches the franchise record for strikeouts in a Major League debut.
How about Mick Abel? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a second clue coming your way for Hugh's Clues. But on a day that started out with some bad news with Jose Alvarado, ended pretty darn well. How about Mick Abel yesterday? Comes up, makes his Major League debut. 6 innings, 5 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts, obviously no runs. He shut down the Pirates. I know that lineup is bad, but
but it's still a good day.
Oh, it's an incredible debut.
Parents were there.
It's one of the great debuts in Phillies history. Yeah. And if you go back, MLB history, your last 125 seasons dating back to 1900, there have only been, let me count these up, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 9 times a pitcher has had at least 9 strikeouts and no walks in their debut. Some of the names on that list, Steven Strasburg, Johnny Cueto, Shota Imanaga. I mean, guys that have had good careers or having good careers, and obviously Strasburg was a great pitcher. And now Mick Abel joins that list. Hugh, I was so impressed with him yesterday. He's throwing 99. He's got good movement on his breaking stuff. And he did not look overwhelmed by the moment at all. He looked like he belonged.
That's the biggest thing, though, the 99, the velo.
Yep.
You know, and you're talking about throwing like gas. And that's hard to see. And the fact that he had his parents out there, that's an option. It's definitely an option. But it's also one of those things. Who was the guy that threw the no-no when we were in training camp with the Eagles?
And he threw the no-no? You're talking about Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's in a small sample size. Did a really, really good job. But now you're in a position, the Phillies that is, that you might have to see. You might have to figure out what you have to do.
So before the game, they made it pretty clear he was up to make one start, this one, and he's going back to the minor leagues. I mean, how do you just not think about keeping him? I understand they had a plan, but he went out there and had one of the great debuts in Phillies history, and now they have an issue with where they may need to move someone from the rotation back to the bullpen. They have to be having a conversation today about keeping him up here.
Well, again, You're not in a position of power, so you're trying to figure out what is your best course of action at this point. Do you put him back out there, knowing that in that small sampling size that, you know, teams are going to be, you know, they're going to have some film on him and have him out there. But again, like I said, that velocity, you can't coach that.
No, you can't. I would keep him up here. I mean, he's not young. I mean, he was drafted in 2020. He's not like he's just got to the minor leagues and they rushed him up here. He's been pitching full seasons in the minors for years now. I mean, if he's corrected some of the issues he used to have, which used to walk too many people, obviously yesterday didn't walk anybody, I would keep him up here and keep him in the rotation. That gives you the option then to move Ranger to the bullpen. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Mick Abel after the game yesterday with a tremendous performance.
Any moments early in the game or even coming to the park or anything that where it really gets you that you're here in the major league?
Yeah, I think driving in, it was pretty surreal. You know, every time I drive by or every time I, you know, come by all the stadiums, it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. Like, all the stadiums here. And then as soon as I pulled up to the left with CBP, and I was like, today's the day. Like, we get to do this today. So
check your phone?
A little bit.
Text messages you have?
I got quite a few, but I texted my mom, made sure she knew I'd be out there in 15, 20 minutes. So
that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure his phone was blowing up yesterday because he was excellent in his debut. Let's hear Bryce Harper after the game talking about Mick Abel and what he saw out there.
What did you make of Mick's outing tonight?
Yeah, man, long time coming for him. I was super excited for him, happy for him. You know, it's a great moment. You know, family, friends, everybody's here for him, and he goes out there and, you know, does his job against you know, another really good pitcher up there. So you know, that scheme threw the ball really well today. It's definitely real. So, you know, it's pretty cool to face.
So Harper brought up the Skeens thing. Hugh, that made it even more fun. It wasn't just, like, the Pirates are obviously a terrible team, but Abel went pitch for pitch with one of the best pitchers in baseball. Skeens is, like, the one guy on the Pirates that is a special player, and they went inning for inning. I mean, it was a true pitcher's duel.
Yeah, it was great to see, man. And I know he had to be juiced. There was a lot going on in that game. You're talking about going against Skeens, his family coming in. You know, and you always got to show off for mama. When mama come to town, you got to make sure it's worth mama's while. So, yeah, he had a lot going on in that game.
He did. Let's hear Matt Strom after the game, Phillies reliever. And he didn't mince words, but how good he thinks Mick Abel could be.
It was unbelievable. I mean, can't imagine a better way for your debut to go. So, very happy for him, and he's going to be something special.
Do you envision him being back here sometime soon? It's kind of tough. He makes a debut like that, and he goes right back up.
No, I mean, obviously, he made a statement, and that statement was heard. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll be seeing him.
Well, I'm sure they will, too, at some point. And whether it's the next weekend or sometime after that, he's going to pitch again here. I mean, he's obviously capable of pitching in the major leagues. Here is what came to mind, though, Hugh, as I watched him. Is he here to stay, or is Mick Abel now going to be a trade chip because of the issues they have in the bullpen? I mean, everyone else saw what we saw yesterday. This kid could pitch in the major leagues. If I'm another team and the Phillies call me this week and say, hey, what's going on? Or is this guy available in your bullpen? One of the first names I'm going to ask about is, can I have Mick Abel?
Yeah, but I think that at this point, that might be, you don't want to do anything hasty because of everything that just happened. You want to kind of sit for a moment and you know, take an asset of all your resources and then try to figure out what you want to do. Because the reality is this. Like we said earlier when the show started, trade deadline a ways away.
2 months.
Ways away.
2 months and, what, 11, 12 days? Yeah.
And other teams are looking, to your point, to see how you're going to handle this. You know, are you going to try to solve the problem internally? Or are you going to go out and try to, you know, solve it quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you do it the latter way, Joe, you're not operating from a position of power. And you're probably going to get... You're probably not going to get in return what you had to give up.
So I agree with you, but if you waste too much time, you could lose games.
Yeah. You could lose. I mean, Abel could go out and have a couple stinkers.
Yep.
Well,
and then his value tanks.
Here's the thing, though. You got who you got coming in this week? The Colorado Rock. Well, you're going to Colorado, right? Mm-hmm. So you got a little bit of time. I'm saying, and when I say being hasty, I'm not saying wait 2 weeks. I'm not saying that. I'm saying give yourself a couple days. Give yourself a couple days to figure out what's the best route you could take to fix this problem. Like I said, to me, the easiest thing to do, say, Ranger,
mm-mm,
we want to put you in the bullpen. We're going to throw you some shekels. We're going to throw you a couple shekels. $50 million.
$50 million?
You have to make
shekels. $50 million.
Okay, what is $50 million for a pitcher, though? Seriously.
No, but it's a lot for the Phillies.
Wait a minute, Joe.
Who'd they sign this offseason? Max Kepler for $10
million? Joe, I'm just, first of all, I know you and Kyle are getting up in arms a little. I'm just throwing a number out.
I know.
But what is $50 million for a pitcher, though?
Well, it's a lot. For him, Rangers.
You think so?
I think Ranger Suarez is going to get about $50 million in free agency. If that's where you're going.
So, if he gets that, what if I throw him 35?
Well, I don't want to throw him a dime. I want to just put him in the bullpen now.
See, but you're not operating from a position. I think the thing that you're stuck on, because it makes you feel like you're being forced to do something and you're an employee. You should just do it.
Yes.
It don't work like that.
Yes, it does.
It does not work like that.
If they don't write Ranger Suarez's name as the starting pitcher, he doesn't get to participate until they put him on the mound.
You want him, if you put him in the bullpen, don't you want him to be happy?
I don't care about his happiness. I'm trying to win a baseball game.
I don't care about the fans. And if you want to win the baseball
Major
game.
Major League buddies over here. This is unreal.
Want to win a baseball game, what's probably the better way to win one is if Ranger's happy in his position.
It's putting him in the bullpen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're giving him some money.
No. I mean, no.
You gotta stop.
Did they give Kyle Schwarber a contract extension to move out of the leadoff spot?
He about to get paid, though.
Yeah, because he's earning it. With
he's going to get free agency and get paid.
Here's the thing.
It's like Ranger.
Kyle Schwarber is in a totally different position than the one Rangers.
I agree with you. He's in a position where he's helped the team more.
He's in a position. No, first of all, he's a selfless individual, and he's been rewarded. Mm. He's the type of guy that if you ask him, hey, man, you know, we need you to do this. All right, then, cool, because he can do that. He can do that. Ranger knows the position that he's in. And he's like, he's trying to maximize his dollars as much as he can.
I get that. Listen, his agent could ask, and the answer is just no, you're going to the bullpen. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, Ranger Suarez, the Phillies move him to the bullpen after the Alvarado news. It's our Twitter question. Boy, we got a split here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Yes, 51%. No at 49. All right, before we give you another clue for Hughes Clues, because we have a great prize giveaway, $100 gift card to Sunoco, we have another poll up here. This is a runaway so far. Did Hugh Douglas fart on the air again? 86% saying yes.
But here's the thing. If we know farts or whatnot, and I'm pretty sure the people on the
we
YouTube.
We do. We're familiar with them here.
But that kind of fart, like, let's be honest, if you farted, that's a leg lifting fart like that.
You're the one making faces over there. Yeah.
But no, I'm saying that's like you got to go ahead and you got to lift the cheek up to let one of them fly. I didn't do that.
Excuse me. Let's hear it again, just in case anyone missed it out there. Here's what happened last segment.
It was not a fart,
it
though.
Totally
it so
was.
Obviously
that
was.
That was the chair.
It was how quickly you reacted and tried to cover it up.
I know.
Wait, yeah. Here you go. Wait, me see if we got.
No, he's.
You hear that?
No.
That's the chair.
No,
you heard it.
Not, I didn't.
Sorry.
Let me see. Here you go.
Nobody heard it.
Nah, I won't.
Yeah, it's a mess. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone. Actually, can you give everyone a second clue? Because today all you're doing is upsetting everyone and farting, so at least you can help people out with a clue here, all right?
All right, then. I'm going to give you a little perspective on this. Okay.
Pissing off the listeners and farting. The bad combo.
This show lasted from the President George Bush Sr. to Donald Trump's first term in office.
Okay, so this TV personality had a show and it was on for a long time, obviously.
It was.
The first Bush to the first Trump.
The first Bush to the first Trump.
All right, that's how long it was on TV. Okay, all right.
Will you grow up?
No.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Diane in Pemberton. Hey, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Diane, I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I was outside waiting to be called upon.
Oh, that's
all right. So, a couple things. First, Alvarado. Shame on him. He needs to apologize to the public and to his team in public. I can't believe that hasn't happened. There's no way that he didn't know what he was doing. So, enough with that. But to bolster the bullpen, why don't we? And I know Rhea said this, took some of my thunder. Yesterday, I was saying, why don't we pull pitchers so early now in these games? Yesterday, Abel, what an incredible debut. He only had 84 pitchers when he left. He could have gone out for the seventh, maybe even the eighth, maybe broke the record. Anyway, we have a lot of pitchers that can go long. What's the difference between now and 40 years ago when these pitchers all pitched complete games? The arms are the same. So that's my take. I think we should extend the starting lineup to deeper in the game so we don't have to go into our bullpen as much. And as far as who should be there, I think Taiwan Walker has proven that he can do long stints out of the bullpen, and I think he's better there than Ranger Suarez. I think with the back issues, someone brought that up, up, down, up, down, up, down. It might have been Rhea again. We think so much alike. I think it's better to have Ranger as a starter. He seems to have gotten back into his stride now after that one first bad outing back from the IL or
yeah, he's
it
been
was.
He's been good twice in a row now, Diane. You're right about that.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Taiwan should stay in the bullpen, and that solves everything. And then let's not panic. It's May. Let's look around the league and see if there's somebody on a crappy team that's good that wants out, and maybe they won't ask for a lot. So that, I'm throwing that out. Now, one last thing, because I know I have a lot of callers.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Turner and why he can't catch balls. Are you ready?
Well, someone needs to tell me because I've been wondering for a couple years now.
Okay, so I want you to go back to Phillies post-game live on September 23rd, I believe, 2024, when we clinched the NL East.
Okay.
I watched that video because I know I saw it live, and I'm like, where is he? Where is he? I was trying to find Trey Turner. Couldn't find him anywhere until about the eight-minute mark when he shows up with a red UNLV helmet on, and I'm talking a football helmet, and he's not getting in the middle of the scrum where everybody's jumping up and down and squirting champagne, and he's trying to stay on the outside, and I stopped at the 10-minute mark. I'm like, there it is. There's my proof. This guy, I'm telling you right now, is scared of the ball, and that's why he keeps coming at his ground balls from the side. Watch the tape. He always makes his errors when the ball's right at him. Think about it.
Well, he does. It's an interesting perspective. I mean, he may be afraid of contact. Maybe he doesn't want to get hurt. Diane, I don't know. Diane, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Oh, God. I don't watch mainstream TV, so I was thinking of Jeopardy, but it's still on, so because he said it went off during 2015 mm-hmm. or whenever mm-hmm. it was. So who's that main guy in Shark Tank?
No.
I can't remember his name.
Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban?
Yeah,
Mark
yeah,
Cuban's
like,
a... Now, that's a good answer. He's on TV a long time. I think he just had his last... Not the right answer. We appreciate your phone call. I think he just had his last episode of Shark
Mark
Tank
Cuban?
This past weekend.
What are you
yeah.
doing now?
I don't know.
No,
rich people
I know
things?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he sold the squad. He yep. left the Shark Tank. So I'm just saying...
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, no, just curious about what was his next
move. I don't know what
move.
He's doing. Yeah, well, I guess we'll find. One quick thing. Rhea said it. Diane just chimed in with it. I understand the point that, hey, we have these starters that are really good, right? Maybe we use them a little bit longer in games so we don't have to use the bullpen as mm-hmm. much. I get it, and we have probably the best starting rotation in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But these, I mean, if we pitch them all 7-8 innings every time, they might be cooked by the time we get to October, too.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
So the other thing is, I think we have a perception, but sometimes a perception, like, you look around the league, like, oh, really? You know, Phillies starters have thrown the second most innings in baseball. Although we feel like Topper could leave them out there longer,
mm-hmm.
compared to everybody else, they do leave them out there a lot. If you watch most teams, they get their starters out in like 5 innings. We go into the 6th almost every night when the guy's, you know, halfway decent. So we already are getting a lot out of the starters. It's about, you know, I understand the point, and we're probably going to have a couple games this week here where like, man, he took him out in the 6th and he was pitching well. But you have to be careful there too. Like, Luzardo has been great, but he's had injury issues in the past. I don't want to burn him out in May, and then he's cooked by September.
Yeah, and everything that you're doing right now is chess moves because you're trying to spare your team and make sure that they're ready to go in the postseason.
Yes.
Because that's where we've had our troubles. Hasn't been the regular season, really. It's been the postseason.
But the challenging part now for Dombrowski and for the rest of the summer is they got to get there first.
Yeah, they got to navigate this.
Yeah, they're playing well, and... I think they should make the playoffs, and I think they will, but they're not a lock. I mean, there's a lot of good NL teams, so they have to play well without Alvarado here just to get to the postseason. Joe in Norristown's up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey. All right, so I agree with you on this one. I think you got to do what you got to do if you're a professional ball player.
But he got suspended.
Yeah, I understand that, but these are the things you got to go through to – you know, if you want to get better, you understand the consequences if you get caught.
Right, but he doesn't. You know, he didn't have to do the illegal thing, right? Like, there's certain things they're allowed to take and certain things they're not allowed to take. He chose to take the thing he's not allowed to take.
Yeah, well, I think it makes you a little better, too. He may have had easier access to it. Who knows?
Yeah, but he's not going to be good enough for the next 80 games because he can't participate.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about all
of this. Well, those are the consequences you got to, you know, weigh into. And then... You know, with Ranger Suarez, I think throw that guy in the bullpen and throw some bread at him, too.
So you just want to pay him to go to the bullpen like you. How much? $50 million?
Yeah,
$30 million? Just pay him to go to the bullpen?
Hey, right now it's a long season.
Yeah.
It's early to, you know, for the trade deadline. So you got to do what you got to do to get as far as you can. And if you put him in there, then, again, Abel had a great outing. Try to see if you can put him back into the starting rotation.
He was excellent. He really was. I mean, it was eye-opening yesterday, Joe, how good he was.
Oh, phenomenal.
He was awesome.
It was phenomenal. Yeah, it was great. So now you have some arms, you know, as of right now. But, again, this is a long season. Take it one game at a time and see what happens. You know, the chips fall, the chips fall. But, again, he's, you know, again, Alvarado stinks of what he did. But, again, as a professional ball player, you got to do what you got to do to, you know, get some more money and stuff like that. But, again, yeah, he got caught, and these are the consequences you got to take.
Well,
and for him to dip out, that ain't right.
It's like, not. No, you got to be – it is. It's wrong. He's got – I mean – I don't really care that he didn't address us, the fans, but you got to address your teammates. I mean, that's a bad look. That's a bad look in that clubhouse.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say Jerry Springer.
Well, Joe, you just won the gift card to Sunoco. You nailed it, Joe. Yes, Jerry Springer was Hughes Clues today. Was it the last clue or did you have it in the beginning?
No, the second clue when you said about the between the presidents.
Yep.
Like, it's got to be Jerry Springer. That's the only guy I can think of.
Yeah, you nailed it,
Good
Joe.
Job,
Good
man.
Job, Joe. You,
right.
you won that gift card. Appreciate it, Joe. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco Gas Stations in Philadelphia. Let's make it $100 to Joe there. Kyle, I'm not sure how Ranger Suarez's contract reads when they gave him, you know, his arbitration deal for this year. You think it says starting pitcher Ranger Suarez on there?
Or
it says,
I don't think so.
I think it says probably just Phillies player or,
yeah.
You know, he plays for the
pitcher.
Phillies. Pitcher. Not starting pitcher.
No, Hugh.
But.
You think his contract Ranger Suarez says starting pitcher or just says pitcher?
Well, if the bread is right. Then, you know, we do what we got to do.
No. The bread has nothing to do with it. He's on the team.
Well, it kind of does.
No.
Okay, when you sign him, when he got here, what was he?
He's a pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
He's a pitcher.
He has the ability.
He did both.
He has the ability to go in the bullpen.
Exactly.
Right? He's versatile.
Yes.
So there's a monetary value that's tagged onto that, isn't it?
In the free agent market, he can get what he's worth.
But in the free, like right now, he's trying to get starter money because he can do that, right?
I understand that, and I don't care.
Who you think is more valuable, a starting pitcher or a versatile pitcher that can do both?
Starting pitcher, a high level starting pitcher gets to make.
So you don't think
hundreds of millions of dollars?
Okay, let me be more clear. In this situation, who's worth more? In this situation that the Phillies find themselves in right now.
Well, they could use the versatility.
Rangers
right
worth
now.
More to the Phillies, which is kind of what matters
and
here.
So, okay, so pay.
But they have him. He's
okay,
not a free agent.
That's what I'm saying, but he's in a free agent year.
You know, they are paying him.
His check's clear every two weeks.
But if you want him to do that, and he, like, this is the thing that I think y'all are not seeing. Mm-hmm. I think y'all are seeing it. Y'all just don't care. Y'all just like the strong arm people.
No, I don't care. I mean, you hit it on the nail on the head.
Is that
I don't?
He is compromising his value by helping the team out. That's the bottom line. He's compromising his value.
But he's on the team.
But he's compromising his worth.
I get it. But guess what? Team over player. Name on the front, not
no,
the
money
name.
Over everything.
No. All right, 215-592-9494. What should the Phillies do? Alvarado suspended for 80 games here. I just think a totally selfish move by Alvarado to take it and then obviously get caught making, you know, bad to worse here for the Phillies. Where do you come down in Alvarado, the Rangers situation? Should they put him in the bullpen right now? Plus, when we come back, let me your calls. Big week for the NFL ahead and the Eagles in particular. We'll get to what's coming up with a couple votes, one on the tush push, and one we haven't spent much time on, but it could certainly affect the Eagles now and a lot into the future. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.